Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA. How delighted are we to be able to head down to our favorite theater in New York City, the Irish Repertory Theater, and to the founders, the directors, the those who in fact would keep going if there was another COVID, top of the one we have. Charlotte Moore and Kieran O'Reilly, very welcome to the program.
Delighted to be here, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian. We are truly delighted to talk to you again.
Let me ask you, particularly, say Charlotte, the protocol, because there's a lot happening and a lot about to happen at the Irish Rep, but I think that, some mixed messages coming, in terms of the first order of business, which is, the safety in going to the theater. How does that, stack up with the Irish Rep?
Well, Adrian, I think we're going to be back up and triumphant very soon again. I watched a run-through today of Kieran's play that he's directing, and I came out with my heart lifted and my soul lifted because it's so good, and Kieran will tell you more about it. But I'm in very good humor after watching that run-through today. Thank you for asking. I'm very pleased about that, but Kieran will tell you.
Yeah, I think the first and foremost thing, though, in a lot of people's minds, Adrian, was about the protocols that we are that we all are going. We are. It's vaccinated only people that can come and see the shows here. It's vaccinated only artists that can perform here, and everybody has to wear masks. So we're very strict in the guidelines that we have, and we follow all of the union protocols and all of the city and state protocols to make sure that everyone is safe.
I tell you, Adrian, I'm going around and seeing people who are coming in to work in the office and building the set and rehearsing and everything. Some of them, I don't know who they are because they're all masked. Yeah. And if they're masked, they wear glasses and some kind of little hat or something. I don't know who these people are wandering. Wandering around this second floor today.
I'm sorry. Well, I wanted to, to say that, in line with that, we sometimes think of just the actors, the directors, the founders in your case. But there are so many who have been, sidelined for so long that, again, maybe when the day comes and all of those people roaming around there de-mask, maybe you do know them, Charlotte,
I do know them, Adrian, and they are dear to me. And they have kept going and kept us all going in this year and a half that we've all been been away and trying to keep going. And they've been heroic. They really have. And they deserve that term. They do.
Let's just go back to that year and a half all of us had to reinvent ourselves, but that was particularly difficult in theater and in live theater. But you were the first up in terms of turning and educating some of us, like myself anyway, about what digital theater could be. And that again, if you want to relive that, that would take too long. But if you give us just what effect did it have, particularly on the Irish Rep, when You know, the day came and everybody said, okay, no St. Patrick's Day parade, no theaters, everybody get out. How did you come up so quickly to adapt something? Was there, you know, a plan B before then, or was this just something that you had to reinvent?
Well, you know, Adrian, Kieran has been here the entire time. So he can tell you how he has done it. He can tell you.
Oh, well, and I would very quickly say it was not, it takes a village, and it was, we just have had an extraordinary staff who really just, you keep on saying it, that they went, when we were told to go home, they went home with their laptops and they opened them and started working. And we couldn't just let it go. We couldn't just close up shop and say, okay, we'll open up when we come back. We felt a need to stay in touch with so many wonderful members that we have in the Irish Rep. And we know that a lot of people were in lockdown. And so we found ways to, you know, to create entertainment that we could bring to their homes through the power of technology and the power of the internet. And we just started doing it, and we ended up, you know, when we were finished, and during the lockdown and up to now, we created about 15 different productions online. So nearly once a month we had something new coming out for a couple of weeks, it was great for us, and we expanded our audience across the country and across the world. So it kept us all working.
Now that you know, things are settling down and Broadway is open, and there seems to be New York seems to be coming back in no small way because of, again, the theater and the live performances. Could we assume that the significance of the digital performances and plays and whatever is that going to disappear, or can both be done at the same time?
Well, I think we are going to do both for now, for the beginning anyhow, and see, and you know, a lot of people who we have encountered over the last 15 months or so have expressed it to us that it's very important for them to be able to stay in touch, because many of them are still not, you know, the Irish Rep is not physically accessible to them, either by reasons of geography or health or being scared, you know, to dive back in.
Right.
So we are hoping that we will certainly record the first show. And we will see.
And see, yeah.
If we can get it out.
Yeah, and it would be great if you can, you know, if you can do both. Anyway, the season, your reopening season on stage, and as you say, for the first one at least, on stage and digital, when is this going to take place?
It's coming right up, Adrian. We start performances on October 8th for the new play Autumn Royal, and then we have in mid-November we have A Girl is a Half-Formed Thing. That's on down in our studio theater in mid-November, and then in the beginning of December, Ms. Moore, who's beside me here, is reviving her show The Streets of New York, which is a large musical that we did 20 years ago following 9/11, when New York was in a bit of turmoil then. And so it's coming back and reimagined for our time now. But it's a delightful, heartwarming holiday musical. And so that will be in mid-December. So we're open. We'll be back open. Hopefully people will come and sit in our green seats.
Again. Kieran, tell Adrian who's in your cast of Autumn Royal. Oh. An extraordinary duo who's in Kieran's cast.
The delightful John Keating, who's done many a show with this rep. And we're delighted to have Maeve Higgins. Who's a wonderful, wonderful comedian from Cove County, Cork. But she's been here in America for quite some time, and she's been working here in New York. You've probably come across her many times yourself.
Yeah.
She's on the show Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR. And she has had several own television show in Ireland and RTE, and she's quite something, Janice. So we're delighted to have her.
No, extremely well known. And now, Fair or Foul, this is going to start October 8th. And how long is it going to run for?
I think it's November 23rd, but I might be making that up. But it's sometime around that age.
Okay. Anyway, when you're making notes, and Charlotte, if you're close to him, give him a clout there, because it's actually November 21st. So.
Adrian. Well, listen, Adrian, if you knew it, why are you asking me? You're trying to catch me out or something?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know,
delighted, Adrian.
Getting a lick in, you know, to the cavern man. That's a feat in itself. Now, you're up, you're running. What is the procedure now in theaters and in yours? Can you buy your tickets ahead of time? Do you need to buy your tickets ahead of time? And I'm sure those are other answers that I know already. But I'll give, Kieran, let me give you another shot at this one now, because you did poorly the last time.
Yes, you can, Adrian. You can get on the Irish Repertory Theatre website, irishrep.org.
Right.
And you can book your, and you must book your tickets in advance. And then when you come, you must show proof of vaccination.
Right.
When you come to theater, we are allowed to have full capacity, but everybody must remain masked throughout the show. There's different things that are different, Adrian, than before. For right now, at least, we're not allowed to have refreshments. We're not allowed to mingle in the lobby too much. So we stagger the arrivals of people, so everybody, can feel, streamlined into their seats, and then afterwards they leave. You can't greet the actors afterwards.
Yeah,
part of the union rules for that, but it's all part of, we've done a lot of work with our HVAC system in it, with all the HEPA filters. And so we have the freshest, cleanest air in the New York City.
In Christendom, I think. Freshest air in Christendom.
Wow.
I swear it.
For those, and you've had a straight run digitally since the pandemic hit. Let me ask you, for the actors, and since both of you are producers, directors, is it just as easy to get back to where you were, or are there, for those who have been, presenting digitally, are they quite happy? Are there adjustments that one has to make as an actor?
It's absolutely thrilling to be able to direct people and to be able to direct their full bodies as opposed to just their heads, you know, because for the last year and a half, all you're seeing were these floating heads on screens, you know. And so it's a real pleasure to be able to actually be in the same room and go over. And when somebody does something well, you can give them a clap on the back, you know. All I'm saying, Adrian, is that it is completely a thrill for things to be live again and to be back doing what people normally do. And it's, you know, all you see is just smiles on the faces of everybody. You know, they'll get over it, of course, and they'll be back to their miserable selves.
Everybody in bad humor. That's on its way, and I welcome it. I absolutely welcome it. But for now, everybody's awfully happy to be in that rehearsal room. I saw it today.
It's fantastic. Let me just again remind people, you know, of where you are located. Yes, it is in New York City. Just give us, you know, again the address. It's off Broadway. You are in the heart of Manhattan and also in the Off-Broadway Theater District. Where, and it's 132 West 22nd Street, which is where? That's between 6th and 7th.
It's on 22nd Street between 6th and 7th in Chelsea.
Excellent. And the box office, 212-727-2737. See, I remember. I didn't even have to look that up.
You're very good.
And it's for email, for your website again. I know that it was Irish Rep Online for a while, but can we go back to irishrep.org?
It is irishrep.org. That's the one that you got. And you can find, when you get onto irishrep.org, you can go to Irish Rep at Home, and you'll find several of the productions that we've done are now available on demand on that website as well. So you get a chance to look at
terrific,
you know,
yeah,
a little piece of the other. So yeah,
good luck, and let me not hold you back from rehearsals. And again, we're delighted to have you back with us, and we haven't seen you for a while. Charlotte, just between ourselves, is he sporting the beard, or has he made up his mind, or is it a half beard and a half mustache? I mean,
well, I'll tell you, Adrian, he looks good to me. He got a haircut today.
Oh my God.
Adrian, I was going on the radio, you know, so I needed to get a haircut.
Yeah, me too, but yeah, you know, because it's hard to tell. He's been getting away with, you know, using his first communion photograph there for a night. so that day has gone too, you know.
Yeah.
The Irish rap.
As well, yeah.
Thanks again, Charlotte Moore, Kieran O'Reilly, co-founders, and that's all of 32 years ago. All right, thank you. Look forward to seeing you indeed very soon.
Bye bye, Ed.
Thank you. All right, friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA.